Rami Ovid Avi, I think, is one of my favorite parts of the Haggadah, and not just because it comes from my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, which is Parsha Kisavo. So I have fond memories of leaning the psukim when we would get up to them in our family. But it's very strange. Of all the psukim to choose to tell the story, why the psukim way towards the end of the Torah, one of the last parshios, at the end of Devarim in Parshas Kisavo, we have the Shemos, Va'ira, Bo, B'Shalach, which tell the story directly. So of all the places to choose, and if you think about it, in all of the Haggadah, where do we actually tell the story? We do a lot of things that remind us of different aspects of the story, and we've discussed so many of them already, but where do we tell the story? It's when we make the drashas, when we darshan, we expand on the psukim that come from the end of Sefer Devarim from Parshas Kisavo, Arami Ovid Avi. So what are these psukim about? And why are these the ones that were chosen for us to tell over the story? It's the story of Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim is a farmer who has noticed that the first fruits have just begun to blossom. He ties a string around them, and when they mature, so he brings them to the Beis HaMikdash with great fanfare, and he presents them to the Kohen. And when he presents them to the Kohen, so he does what we call Mikra Bikurim. He reads the Parsha. He reads these psukim. And he makes these declarations. He reviews, in shorthand, the entire events of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the events of going down to Mitzrayim, the events of redeeming ourselves from Mitzrayim. And basically, in shorthand, we review all the different aspects that we touch on at the Leil HaSeder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Malbim makes a comment which, on the surface, could seem somewhat humorous, but I think is very deep, that the Malbim says that to go through Shemos Va'era Bo B'Shalach, Magid's long enough already. To go through all those psukim, it's very, very long. So therefore, we go to the psukim in Parshas Kisavo, Rami Ovid Avi, which tells the story in shorthand to get the cliff notes of the story, to touch on the main points. But I think the Malbim himself even addresses this, many others do as well, that the point of the drasha is in many ways to expand on it. Not just to read the words, not just to read the text, but to make the story your own, as we've alluded to so many times already, b'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo, to see yourself as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. In order to do that, so you can't go back to the Psukim and Shemos, va'era bo, and read them directly, because if you do, you can mistakenly read those Psukim as though they were a historical event. They happened to other people long ago. They're not part of my identity, not part of my own personal history. A personal individual history which has ups and downs, has maskel beginos, has starting with things that perhaps were challenging, things that were setbacks, u'misayim b'shevach, but hopefully ends with a place which is where we could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the greatness that He has bestowed upon us. And perhaps that's why we choose the psukim sili from Arami Ovid Avi. On the one level, they're short. But they're short by design, to give us the cliff notes that are able to make, through them, we're able to make them our own. To expand on the foundations that existed within Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to then bring those into our own lives. To think of ways in which Vayanu Osanu, ways that we perhaps in some ways felt afflicted, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from that. To make it our own. Rav Rosweig termed this, looking at it from afar, looking at Yetzias Mitzrayim, not as if we're in the moment, but in some ways more powerfully in the moment, looking at it from afar. Like the farmer who comes in his own calendar cycle towards the end of the agricultural process after he spent a year working, toiling the field, going through so much effort, and then waiting for that moment, which only Hashem could really do, of hamotzi lechem min haaretz, of bringing the fruit out from the ground, borei pri ha'adama, borei pri ha'etz, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain, which then eventually is able to bring that first fruit. And he brings it to Hashem and says, thank you. But not just thank you for this one individual moment, but thank you for the broader context within which my life exists. Going back to, of course, the beginning, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why I believe we darshan the psukim from Arami Ovid Avi. Of all the places to choose to go and tell the story, we tell it from here. Because it's a story and not just something that happened in the history, but a story through which we has redefined every single aspect of our life, the relationship we have with Hashem, the Hashgacha Hashem has with us. And through these psukim, we're able to not just tell the story, but tell the story of ourselves.